10. The Lennon-on-Deck Worlds. The third group of seven worlds in the Salvington circuit of 70 planets, with their respective 42 satellites, constitute the Lennon-on-Deck cluster of administrative spheres. On these realms, the experienced Lennon-on-Decks belonging to the X-System Sovereign Corps officiate as administrative teachers of the Ascending Pilgrims and the Seraphic Hosts. The evolutionary mortals observe the system administrators at work on the system capitals, but here they participate in the actual coordination of the administrative pronouncements of the 10,000 local systems. These administrative schools of the local universe are supervised by a corps of Lennon-on-Deck sons who have had long experience as system sovereigns and as constellation counselors. These executive colleges are excelled only by the administrative schools of ENSA. While serving as training spheres for ascending mortals, the Lennon-on-Deck worlds are the centers for extensive undertakings having to do with the normal and routine administrative operations of the universe. All the way into paradise, the ascending mortals pursue their studies in the practical schools of applied knowledge, actual training in really doing the things they are being taught. The universe educational system sponsored by the Melchizedeks is practical, progressive, meaningful, and experiential. It embraces training in things material, intellectual, morontial, and spiritual. It is in connection with these administrative spheres of the Lennon-on-Decks that most of the salvaged sons of that order serve as custodians and directors of planetary affairs. And these defaulting planetary princes and their associates in rebellion who choose to accept the proffered rehabilitation will continue to serve in these routine capacities at least until the universe of Nebadon is settled in light and life. Many of the Lennon-on-Deck sons in the older systems, however, have established wonderful records of service, administration, and spiritual achievement. They are a noble, faithful, and loyal group, notwithstanding their tendency to fall into error through fallacies of personal liberty and fictions of self-determination. Sponsored by the Chief of Archangels, acting by authority of Gabriel of Salvington.